Hello, Queens. Welcome to Thrive, the podcast. I'm Amy Hayes, and I'm here to bring you unprofessional, real and raw podcasts and topics around you showing up in your life to look and feel your best. So all things health, wellness, weight loss, and be an absolute queen in your business and in your life. I am a health and life coach, and I have been for 15 years. And I am also a business mentor for PTs, coaches, and entrepreneurs growing their business in the online space. I've owned my own gym for 15 years, and I've launched my business online as well. I am a retired athlete. I've lost 30 kilos, and I also have beaten eating disorders. So all of my content is based around my experience and how I can inspire you into action. So enjoy the podcast. I'd love to hear from you. Screenshot this, share it in your social media, which is tagged in the notes. Let's rock. Hello and welcome to today's episode on the growth mindset in a way you have never freaking heard before. So I did this talk at an event a couple of weeks ago on this topic, and it was just awesome. It's something I learned years ago from a guy I called Albert Einstein, and it literally changed the way I looked at my life in general. And I am a bubbly, positive, happy person, but I was like struggling in certain areas of life, and I felt like I did not know how to kind of get out of them. And I didn't realize a lot of this had things to do with the growth mindset. And I'm going to give it to you in an awesome analogy that you will walk away from this podcast looking at your life completely differently. I'll backtrack, right? One of the biggest things I see in people is that they ignore the most important piece of the puzzle, and that's the mindset and inner work. And like I said, I do the inner work myself, always kind of have, but you can still absolutely get stuck in old patterns and behaviors. You know that saying, you're either staying the same or repeating cycles and reverting back to old ways. And to see true changes, you have to have the shifts in your beliefs and often in your attitude. And I don't care where you are at the stage of your journey, whether you've had an awakening, whether you're new to mindset work, or like me, was like midway, but you can't sometimes see where these struggles are, right? So it's about getting into the right headspace, acknowledging, being really self-aware, and knowing how to cultivate and nurture a growth mindset sets you up to create and to thrive in all areas. Like this could be business, this could be life, this could be in your health, any areas. And I believe in mastering your connection to you and shifting your attitude. And I'm not kidding when I say, before I started working with this guy that I call Albert Einstein, his real name is Kieran, and he does quantum physics and energetics, and he's also a brick and mortar business coach. And I went to him searching because I felt like I was on the hamster wheel, stuck in like just chasing my tail. Like I thought it was an inner child thing or something I was missing, or I was meant for more. I'm not quite figuring something out. And even though I was driven, happy, bubbly, confident, some people call me Mrs. Positivity, I had done a pre-questionnaire for Albert Einstein. I'll call him here. And he read it back to me. And the amount of times I said, I'm struggling with time, I'm struggling to know what blah, blah, blah. The amount of times I had written I struggle was about freaking 10 or 15 throughout this questionnaire. I didn't even know that I had that attitude, right? I didn't know I thought that. And of course, when you're saying something to yourself, it's your belief, it's your story, it's your attitude, it's your mindset. I struggle too, I'm struggling with. It's no freaking wonder I was on the hamster wheel. I thought I wasn't having growth in my business. Some things in life was getting me down. And it's no wonder, because that was my mindset. I was living in the struggle. I struggle too. And that's what I was saying to myself all the time. What you say to yourself is what you believe your thoughts, and then that's your habits and behavior, right? So I worked with Albert Einstein for quite a while around this exact theory that I'm going to teach you today around cultivating a growth mindset. This is more than just reframing thoughts, okay? So hang in here for this. It might be a long one. But I went from survival brain to thriving brain. And I literally remember working with him for a little while. And I drove away around to Hunanui Drive where there's beach water. And I was like on cloud fucking nine. I was seeing brighter color in trees. Nature was more attractive for me to be in. Like I felt happier. I was shining more in business. Smells, colors, people. Like I was just living in that appreciation and gratitude so much deeper than I ever was before. I felt creative. I felt good in my body. I was making better decisions day in and day out, feeling more grateful. And like, I wasn't in this dark cloud that I was in beforehand that was actually stopping me from my growth. I was being a better coach and a better mom, a better human, and just showing up really differently. And I want this for you too. I actually liked people that were annoying me before. And, you know, I didn't have the triggers or the frustrations that I had felt before. Like, those things just didn't exist anymore. Like the little things that piss you off on a daily basis, they just stop pissing you off because they don't matter. I had ease and I had flow. And honestly, like life has changed so much since then. And I want this for you. Like everything just felt enhanced because I was thriving. I was living as a dolphin. I was living in the growth mindset. Didn't even know I wasn't in there before. And when we talk about a fixed and growth mindset, I'm sure you've heard of this before. We all bounce from one to another, right? But how I'm going to put this to you, you're going to learn how to move from one to the other way easier. Whereas some people get really stuck in the fixed space. I was stuck in the struggle and being the victim. I wasn't being a victim anymore to struggle, right? My mind had shifted from being a salmon swimming upstream, sitting in the fixed mindset, and then I had moved into being a dolphin, going with the flow, and just thriving in life a lot more. So let's dive into that a little bit, right? Let's go into create a little bit of context around why we do get stuck a little bit in the fixed mindset or the salmon, right? I'll share this analogy a little bit more soon, but our brains are wired to find evidence in things like why we can't or why we shouldn't, and fear and doubt. And you would have heard of the RAS maybe, where, you know, you go, okay, there's one thing I can't do. So you find evidence for that you can't do it, and it'll keep showing up in your life. And we are wired to the negative bias. And we, from being back in the day in survival mode, right? So we didn't get eaten by bears, you know, caveman days. We were in fight or flight all the time. And that's where it comes from. It comes from that way deep set programming as humans that we have to be on guard and to take care of ourselves and to do this, all from a place of having to survive so we didn't get eaten by bears. So our brains are just programmed to a negative bias. If I said to you, I want to set the clock for 30 seconds and you write down everything you hate about your body, you would go to town on all of the things that you don't like about your body. In comparison to if I set the clock for 30 seconds and said, write down everything you fucking love about your body or your health, whatever, you wouldn't have the same comparison there. There would be a lot more for a negative bias because we are just wired that way. But you don't have to be, right? We can reframe that. And this is that fixed fear, worry, limitation area where we feel stuck, unmotivated, overwhelmed. We feel like a failure. We feel like we're stuck in like a victim mode. And that's the fixed mindset. That's the salmon mindset, okay? So that's why it's so important to kind of understand where this comes from, is your brain naturally is going to find evidence for negative in your life. Again, this is why it's so important to be looking at celebrating and appreciation and gratitude, because where focus goes, it grows, right? And if you're always focused on negative, that's just going to feel bigger and harder, and that's going to be your life. But if you're focusing on the gratitude, the appreciation, on all the good things you are doing instead of the things you are not doing, that's a growth mindset, right? And focusing there is going to grow. So, and you have to work at it, unfortunately. You know, things take work. So this is the thing. We were stuck in patterns. We were stuck in survival mode. We were stuck in keeping us alive in the fight or flight. It's actually fight, flight, freeze, and I can't remember the last one. There is another one. Fright, flight, fight. to save us from being eaten. And it's our comfort zones. It's our brain keeping us there. It's our habits. It's our coping mechanism. It is the fixed mindset. So to understand that, I think that's really important, that naturally that's where your brain will go. But we can rewire our brain, right? It's really important that you know that you can do this. Your subconscious mind will take you to negative unless you're aware of it, and then you can change it. So after this podcast today, you're going to be able to retrain your brain to stop being in that space and start being in a growth mindset, because you have access to choice and you can change it from there, right? We can take you from a salmon to a dolphin in no time. So let's dive into the salmon and dolphin thing a little bit, okay? We have a salmon story. We have stories that we have created in our life. This feels forced. This feels finite. This feels contracting. It's complaining about everything. It's scarcity. It's living in our ego mind. It's not... It's a win-lose situation. Like, everything eats at you. Things feel energetically draining. Like, you know what feels good and what doesn't feel good, right? And we seem to sit in that not feeling good. It's survival mode. It's avoiding things. It's uncertainty. It's fear, doubt, worry, and it's justifying the excuses. It's justifying. It's laying blame on people. It's stress and it's struggle. It's anxiety. It's depression. It's powerless. And it's fucking draining and it's really disempowering. This is the left mind. This is the ego. This is the fixed mindset. And if we want to relate this to the salmon theory, salmons swim upstream. They push upstream. Their life is a struggle, and they only 30% of salmons get upstream to where they originally were, and most of them die on the way because of the fucking struggle. They are pushing shit uphill all the time, right? Upstream all the time. They are struggling, and when they finally get there, they are tired, they're exhausted, they're frustrated, you know? And don't get me wrong, sometimes when we, you know, sometimes these fixed mindsets and these situations, the survival, the fear, doubt, the reacting, the programming, the drain, the disempowerment, the judgment, sometimes this stuff can help us grow, right? These not so great situations or moments in life or the struggle we have, the salmon struggle we have, that can be growth. So never judge it and you know, think you shouldn't be there. We will go from left brain, from ego, from fixed, from salmon, to the growth mindset and dolphin. We will bounce from one way to another, right? So that's a salmon. They're struggling, they are swimming upstream, and it's hard fucking work. Most of them have such a struggle they don't make it. Okay, so you can live there, or we can be a dolphin. A dolphin goes ease and flow. They swim with the waves in the ocean of abundance. Dolphins are happy. They sing. They also seek out other dolphins to swim with that will hold them up and have fun. They play. And so we can be a salmon swimming upstream, or we can try and adopt a dolphin mindset and go with the flow, the ease, the fun, the abundance, and surround ourselves with people doing the same thing. This is the growth mindset. This is where you get to be the creator. You have potential. You have possibility, right? You have courage. You have integrity. You're aligned. It's infinite. It's expansive. You accept things for how they are instead of judge things, right? You have abundance instead of scarcity. You have teamwork instead of ego mind. You have win-win. If something doesn't go right, you go, cool, what lesson did I learn here not to repeat again, instead of feeling like a fucking failure. It feeds you instead of eats you, which means you walk away feeling expanded, excited, and like feeling good. And you know what feels good and what doesn't feel good in your life. This is the feeding, right? This is the stuff that feels good. It's thriving instead of surviving. It's freedom, happiness. It's the feel good feels. Instead of fear, doubt, and worry, it is love and it's trust and it's being your authentic self. It's ease, it's flow, it's energizing, and it's damn empowering. And so these are the two mindsets. We've got fixed salmon, we've got dolphin growth, okay? But it's not as easy as it sounds to get from one to another. And this is why sometimes just reframing reprogramming to have choice needs a little bit more work than just reframing a word in your mind, okay? So a salmon and ego is really reactive. A dolphin is really responding. They stop, they observe, they decide, and then they act, right? But how do we get there? How do we take self-responsibility, the courage, the integrity to be able to go from a fixed mindset to a dolphin? Because if I said something to you like, my mindset is I'm a failure, I failed. And then I said, just go look in the mirror and say, I'm not a failure, I'm succeeding. You wouldn't believe it, right? And it's just, sometimes it's just words and our brain's going, I don't believe that, that's not a belief yet. And sure, we can have affirmations, we can have manifestation, but without a shift in the energy, you're not going to get the result you want, okay? So for a better outcome with this, we have to adopt the growth mindset and we embrace the challenges, we learn from the failures and setbacks, but for a better outcome, we have to recognize that sometimes in this, one, it takes a long time to be able to adopt this, but we really have to be shifting your energy. Okay, so how do we do this, right? And this is a tool you're going to need to use frequently. Again, you can use it with manifestation. I want to first explain the AM kind of frequency. We live in a frequency, right? An energy where we are either on the right channel or the wrong channel. So think of this as a radio station. We're either pushing shit uphill or we're going swimming with the waves. If you think of us as a radio station, and the AM station isn't feeling, it's the fixed mindset, right? The AM station, the AM frequency is swimming upstream. It's the salmon, it's the lack, it's the want, it's the limitation, it's a vulnerability, right? So if you think energetically, AM is a fixed mindset, it's not the right station for us. We need to tune our radio station to the FM station, the downstream, the dolphin, the being, doing, having, giving, and creating. We have to be shifting our vibration before we can use affirmations, use reframing the mindset, you know, because we need to get on the right frequency. No one had change from struggle, right? We had to get into the right frequency, the right energy to be able to adopt the growth mindset, to be able to believe the affirmations we're saying and really truly manifest. You have to feel it and want it. And the most simple way to do this is these tools. So first, we want to be on the right radio station because you can't tune AM. You can't be on AM and FM at the same time just with word change. We have to shift your energy. Okay, so to do that, first of all, we need to be shifting energy, which means changing your biochemistry. This is the kicker. This is the one thing to take away from this today. We get to choose. We can stay on the AM station and not go to FM if we want, because this takes work. Or we can decide that we have a choice, and it is your responsibility to choose that we shift from the fixed mindset, the salmon, to the dolphin. So the first things we have to do is identify the key messages. What is your salmon story? What are the negative beliefs, thoughts, words, patterns in your life? I would just be working on one thing at a time, but once you are self-aware of it, every time you think or do this, you will then be able to shift your frequency and get on the right station, right? The growth mindset. So identify the key story, the salmon story you have, like mine was, I struggle too. That was my belief, right? That was my story. So you get to create a better story. You are the main character in your fucking life. You get to choose what you do. So you get choice here. You can choose. Okay, so being aware is the first step. And then you can write a better story. You're aware of the struggle or whatever your story is. And you're like, well, what would I prefer to feel? What would I prefer to do? I prefer not to feel that I struggle with time. I would prefer to feel like I have ease and flow and space in my time. So choose your story that's basically opposite to the salmon story that you've got. Choose it. And know that you can reframe this, right? And get really honest. Stop playing the victim. It is all on you. Okay, we have to be grateful for these small things in life that we have. And you are not your thoughts. Something really important to remember. You might think something, but that does not mean it's you. Your limiting beliefs, your negative thoughts can be coming from other people, from experiences, from your inner child. They are generally not your thoughts, and you can change them. You are not your thoughts. You get to create who you are, okay? So focus on what's important to you right now. What is the goal? What would you like to change? And be really specific and stop ruminating on the how. Just trust the process and connect to you and the inner world. Connect to this shift in frequency. Connect to who you want to be, not what you've been or not what's hard or the struggle or the fucking problems. How about you start focusing on what you would love or prefer to be feeling and doing? Okay, so the tools to shift from being a creator, less of what you want and create more of what you do want, we use a couple of methods here, right? The first thing you are going to do, you have acknowledged and you're aware of what you want to change. Then you are going to shift your biochemistry. Once you've shifted your biochemistry, I'm going to teach you the soda method. So the tools to an empowered growth mindset, the dolphin mindset, you need to shift your biochemistry. So to do that, very simply, right? You've all heard of breath work. You are going to breathe in for 5 and out through the mouth for 8. This automatically regulates your nervous system. It gets you out of salmon, ego, brain, and energy. Okay, so in for 5. Out for 8. We're going to be shifting the focus so you're no longer thinking about that negative thought. Yes, make some fucking noise as you breathe out. It helps. Literally do this at least 3 times to shift your biochemistry. I'm talking softer. I feel calmer. Okay? This is for your nervous system. This is to shift the frequency from AM to FM. You are in for 5, out for 8. And then we're going to write down or focus on 3 things right now around you that you appreciate or that you're grateful for. I am grateful the sun is shining through my window. I am grateful that I get to do this podcast with you today. I'm so grateful that I'm here in this fucking world today. Or I'm super grateful that you are listening to this podcast. Like, what in your life are you grateful or appreciate right now? And I would think or write down 3 things for this. And then we can go into the growth mindset. And a task and tool I did for, and you want to hold this energy, right? Hold this calm, hold this good feeling. Then reframe that mindset. Instead of feeling this frustrated and angry, I'm going to do this tool, which is breath and gratitude and appreciation. This is how you go from one frequency to another. The breath, the appreciation, and the gratitude. It's that simple. Then you get to choose. You get to recreate. You get to flip the script from your salmon story to your dolphin story. You get to choose a better feeling thought. If you had a negative thought, appreciation, breath, choose the better feeling thought. What would you prefer to be feeling than what you were before? Anxiety. What are you anxious about? What would you prefer to be feeling? Okay. What is the affirmation? So from here, the soda method, okay, we've recognized we're in a fixed mindset. We've done our tool to shift our frequency to get into a better feeling thought. Now you get to choose. You can stay where you were or you can choose a better feeling thought. This is the soda method I teach with all of my coaching, health coaching, business coaching. You stop. You observe the thoughts or the situation going on. You observe the different outcomes. You can keep thinking that or you can flip the script and think something else. You can keep feeling that or you can flip the script and feel what you'd prefer to feel. You could lose your shit or you could stop and observe the outcome. Might be you don't lose your shit. You walk away and give yourself some space. You get to observe the different outcomes here and then you can decide from there. What is the better feeling thought? What is the best outcome? Decide what that might be. I know instead of flipping my shit, pausing and walking away would be a better outcome. So I'm going to now act on that. Soda, stop, observe the outcomes, decide what is going to be the better feeling thought, and then act accordingly. You could implement this whole strategy going from AM to FM, salmon story to dolphin story, and anything in your health journey, in your business journey, in your mum life, in your any life, right? You know what doesn't feel good. You stop. You do the breath, you focus on appreciation, you shift your biochemistry, and then you get to decide how you're going to act and behave. Are you going to create, or are you going to go to a self-sabotage behavior? You know, you can use it in any area. And this will be a game changer for you, right? The power of choice is amazing. Often you can't make those choices from that negative mindset. You have to shift your biochemistry to be in a better mindset, to make better choices for you, right? Honestly, binge eating and emotional eating. Am I going to exercise? Am I not going to exercise? Am I going to show up and do the content I said I was going to do? Am I going to do the live? Can I show my face on social media? Like, get into these, get into the growth mindset by using these simple tools, and you'll be able to take the trip, lose the weight, launch the business, send the text, leave the job, have the hard conversation you want to have in a really emotional, intelligent way. You get to be the person who moves from salmon to dolphin, because only then can you act and do the damn thing. And this will get you from fight, fright, and freeze into actually taking action. And the things that you want to do, and the quality of information you get, the new pathways you have, and the possibilities and opportunities in your day will be expansive. So practice choosing, and this takes work, right? This takes practice of doing it. Practice a behavior, not just doing it once, but do it in your days, throughout your days, and you'll get really, really good at thriving. You'll get really good at being in the growth mindset, being an expansion. Okay, so I hope that is helpful for you today. I do have a big list of other general salmon mindset. I might run through them since I've got a little bit of time here actually. This is a salmon fixed mindset, right? Belief that your abilities and your traits are fixed and can't be developed. Avoidance, fear of failure, resistance to feedback or criticism, comparison to others, giving up easily, and the lack of perseverance, limited growth and learning opportunities, shrinks, complaining, highlights problems, self-critical, gossips, failure, I can't, I don't have time, I'm the person, I'm, you know, labeling yourself, I won't ever, I never do, I'm never consistent. Whereas the dolphin and the growth mindset is embracing challenges and opportunities to learn and improve. It persists through obstacles and setbacks. You don't give up. You view criticism as something to help you grow. You believe that your abilities can be developed through dedication and practice and work. You learn from the success of others and use it to motivate and inspire yourself into action. You embrace the process of learning. You cultivate more positive mindsets and energy towards being a person of growth. You're open to new ideas, to change. Like, change can be scary. That's a big one. This can help you into change, right? You grow, you learn, you see the brighter side. You don't sweat the small stuff anymore. You shift your language instead of I can't to how can I? And failures are awesome, and you trust yourself in the process. So a little recap, right? We have to get off AM station and into FM station, out of the ego mind into the whole heart energy consciousness. And to do that, you have to take some breath, regulate your nervous system, shift your frequency and your energy, which is as easy as those three breaths, 5 in, 8 out through the mouth, focusing on something, appreciation and gratitude, and then flipping the story, flipping and creating, deciding on a better outcome, the SODA method, stop, observe, decide, and act. I hope this has helped you today to be able to move forward, take practice in this, and be able to acknowledge where your salmon story is and shift into the dolphin frequency and choose better for yourself on a daily basis, no matter what your goals are. I would love to hear your biggest takeaway from this. If you're a salmon or a dolphin, screenshot this and send it to me at my Instagram or in my social media. I'd love to hear from you. Thank you so much for being here.